Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some topics that we talk about once and then they go away and the conversation's over. And then there are others that we discuss and then it keeps coming back over and over and over again. A couple of things on the vaccination issue as of late that caught our attention. The governor of Kentucky says he intentionally exposed his 9 kids to chicken pox because he wanted them to have it instead of getting a vaccine, which seems kind of bass-ackwards to me, but I guess he's entitled to do that. And Jerome Kunkel, he's 18 years old. He goes to a Catholic school, but he's filed suit against Northern Kentucky Health Department because the Northern Kentucky Health Department said, you're not vaccinated, you're not going to, and they had 32 cases of chickenpox at the school, but they said, you're not vaccinated, you're not going to school until 21 days after that last student or staff member had the onset of the rash. Kunkel is claiming religious objections because he says the vaccine was derived from aborted fetuses, which it was, two of them in the 1960s. But the Pope and the Catholic Church has subsequently, they've signed off on this saying, well, yeah, it's not, there's no moral objections here. Get vaccinated. Ross Silverman joins us now, professor of health policy and management and professor of public health and law at Indiana University. Good morning, professor.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Sorry, I would presume it's doctor?
No, it's professor. I'm a lawyer by training.
Okay.
And so I my dad was a doctor, but I'm not doctor.
All right, I'm in a PhD. Let me ask you about, would we have been having this conversation 20 years ago?
Probably not. This has been something that we've seen. I've been studying this for about 20 years now, and this is something I thought was going to be a little area that you kind of dabble in every so often. But over the last 10 years, it's become a really big debate, not just here in the United States, but you may have seen some of the stuff that's going on in Europe. Like Italy has this huge measles outbreak over there, and now they're saying kids can't go to school unless they're vaccinated again. So it's something that this has become a worldwide conversation really over the last decade.
Do you have any idea why, what the catalyst for this was? When did it come from the government trying to protect the citizens through vaccinations that made sense to this big conspiracy where it's Big Brother and they're stepping on my rights by not allowing me to decide whether or not to vaccinate my kids? For the life of me, Professor, I can't internalize it. I don't know how or why somebody could feel this way. And I'll take phone calls in a little bit so people can tell me. Do you know when the tipping point was for this or what exactly the catalyst is and why people started feeling this way?
Well, there's always been opposition to vaccines. I mean, since the beginning of vaccination. But that said, I think we have seen a significant rise in people who are interested in kind of living naturally and that kind of a thing. And so that has pockets of people who are interested in more interested in living life and trying to develop quote unquote natural immunity rather than vaccination. We've seen a real big rise in the idea of distrust of government and corporations. And so those kind of feed into it as well. A lot of the discussion right now is a real shift to people who are talking about individual liberty and really trying to promote that as being the guiding principle and just keeping the government out of their life in every possible way. And so that contributes a little bit to this as well. And the bottom line is all of these folks, you know, at least the ones who are being genuine in this conversation on both sides, are trying to say, well, what do we think is in the best interest for our children? And that's where public health is coming from as well. And what we have seen over the last, and this is, you know, within my lifetime, we've seen a dramatic drop in the number of people who have been affected by infectious disease. I mean, I remember having neighbors growing up around me, you know, with polio, and who had exposure to smallpox. Everybody had the smallpox scars on their arms. We just don't see these diseases very much anymore.
Because and of so the I vaccinations, that, not because people are refusing to be vaccinated?
No. Because, well, and the reason is because vaccination has been so successful.
Gotcha.
People have stopped focusing as much on the diseases, and these can be very deadly diseases, and have focused more on concerns about the side effect.
Professor, I think we all know, anybody rational will admit, that politics and science, they don't make for good bedfellows at all. So when it comes to this Kentucky governor, I just wonder how harmful it is, even though this is what he believes, in terms of being a leader, or if he's deliberately doing this to somehow cater to his base, what kind of damage he could be doing.
Well, I think, you know, the key in these situations is the state legislatures in every state give authority to the health departments to make decisions that are founded in science about what's going to be best to protect the health of the public. And in this situation, I think what you're seeing is somebody who's saying, well, this is what I feel like is best for me, but that certainly doesn't mean that that's what the science says and that's what would be best for the population as a whole.
One thing I never did get is the parents sometimes that are so anti-vaccine, I would presume if their parents didn't feel that way, they themselves had been vaccinated and didn't wind up. Autism is a big thing that people think that has been disproven over and over. Even the Autism Association say that there's no link. Is it because of maybe the internet and social media and how rumors can be spread and misinformation can be spread so quickly, as opposed to, and I mentioned the severity of the diseases, in the 60s when polio was affecting so many people and they finally developed a vaccine, I don't think anybody was questioning the government, Big Brother, Big Pharma, any of that, were they?
Not nearly to the same degree, and it wasn't, quite honestly, I do think social media has some effect here because, you know, you can find some, whatever your perspective is on things, you can find somebody out there somewhere who's going to agree with you. And then you're going to grasp onto that as, you know, kind of proof that, you know, that your belief is worth keeping. And what we do see is when outbreaks happen, like there was a big measles outbreak out in Washington, we saw a 500% increase in the people who went out and got the vaccine after that outbreak. You know, seeing what can happen with this, the illnesses that occur, the costs that occur, all of those things tend to lead people back to seeing what the value of the vaccination process is.
Is this in any way reminiscent of what I learned in history in the 50s? I believe there was a fluoridation scare because the water was being fluoridated. People somehow thought that the Russians were doing that or that it was some communist plot. Have I butchered that up, or is that close to what happened? And is today maybe the 2019 version of that?
To a degree, there are similar roots. There are actually similar, you know, there are some folks who also, you know, will lump in vaccine issues with things like fluoridation and that kind of a thing. So, you're not far off as far as that's concerned.
Thank you.
And again, all we can do. Oh, go ahead.
No, you please go ahead.
What we can do is we can discuss the science, and the science says vaccines are very effective and they're very safe, And they're not just a medical intervention for you as an individual, but they help keep the community safe from infectious diseases. So it's not just a decision that affects you. It affects the people around you and those who can't protect themselves,
and
aren't able to get the vaccines themselves.
I asked you at the beginning of the interview, when did this first start? And I guess I'll ask you to look ahead now into the Silverman crystal ball that's been handed down from generation to generation. And tell me, how does this end? Where does this go? Does it continue to get worse? Or I guess maybe you did tell me that the measles comes back, chicken pox comes back, and then all of a sudden people are looking for vaccines?
I mean, I do think that that is probably going to be the pathway. I mean, we've seen that pattern in other places before, is that as you get close to having, I mean, we've not had measles in the U.S. as a kind of a regular thing in 20 years. And we don't want to see that coming back every day, because it's going to lead to a lot of disruptions in many places in our lives. And, you know, I think we're going to see, hopefully we will see things swing back towards saying that we want to follow the science and we want to follow best practices, and keep people protected from things that can be really costly to try to contain once the bug is out in our community.
Ross, I appreciate your time, and I thank you for sharing your expertise with us.
No, it's my pleasure. I'm looking forward to getting back down there to New Orleans for Jazz Fest.
We'd love to see you. A great lineup, too. Come see the Stones. Ross Silverman, Professor of Health Policy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.